Good morning. Praise God. Listen, we're going in. Grab your Bibles, grab your coffee, your tea, your smoothie. Grab whatever it is that you drink in the morning, and let's get ready for this word. Father, we thank you. We give you glory, honor, and praise. Devil, we serve you notice that no weapon formed against us will prosper. Father, I plead the blood of Jesus over this atmosphere, over this teaching, over the broadcast, over all of the technology. Father, every iPhone, every Android, every tablet, every laptop, every desktop. Father, whatever medium that is being used to listen and watch this broadcast, Father, I thank you that it's covered by the blood. Father, you said in the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And Father, we just declaring and decree that this word, Father, shall not be hindered in Jesus' mighty name. Father, this word shall go forth unhindered, uninterrupted by any satanic weapon or force. We declare and decree, oh God, that this is our season. High glory. Woo! This is our season. 5785 is our season of multiplied and abundant grace. We declare and decree. Father, you said that you shall decree a thing and it shall be established. Father, this is the season that we will abound. We will be abundantly furnished with. We will overflow. You will furnish us richly, oh God, and we will be abundantly furnished. And Father, 5785 is the season we will always have. High glory. We will always have. Woo, my God. We will all, come on now. Somebody who agrees with me. Come on now. You better receive this right now. This is the season that we will always have. This is the season that our meal shall never run out. Our meal and oil shall never run out. Woo, my God, come on now. You better get up on you. You better get in here. Brother Doug, good morning. Listen, this is the season that, high glory, our money, that we've got more money than month. High glory. Woo, my God. We thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord God, that all our 401ks, all of our business accounts, all of our retirement accounts and funding and grants and building funds and bills and business loans, but whatever it is, Lord God, how we will always have more. We will always have. Good morning, Sister Missy. We will always have. Come on now. I'm trying to get this to somebody. Woo, my God. Come on now. You better get it. Come on now. You better get it. Get it right now. Woo, my God. This is what's going on. That today is your day to overflow. Today is your day to overflow. I'm going to say it again. Today is your day to overflow. Hey, glory. Today is your day to overflow. Woo, my God. Come on now. Somebody give him praise. Somebody give him praise. Somebody give him praise. Somebody give him praise. Come on now. Hey, glory. Listen, I want to welcome everyone to the Early Morning Daily Bread with me, Pastor and Prophet Michael Bryan of Restored Ministries International, where our purpose, our ministry, and our mission is to restore, renew, and refresh you, the sons of God, with the word of God. Now, what you hear this morning will not be my opinion, but it shall be the word. And let's jump into this real quick. Just want to share with you about 4 or 5 minutes just to encourage you on this second day of December. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. Let's see what this day, our glory, signifies. Amen. Amen and amen. Let me get to this here real quick. So today, check this out. Today, devil is alive. Hey, Amen and amen. You ain't gonna mess with my technology. Nope. Okay, so today is the 337th day of 2024. And let's see what this day signifies, okay? Ah, glory. He shot that about. As it aligns up with 5785, and this is our season that we will receive multiplied and abundant grace. Okay. So the 337th day, December 2nd, highlights the theme of divine perfection, grace, stability, and readiness for completion and transition, offering insight into God's work of establishing his promises and preparing for a new phase of blessing and multiplication. The number 337 contains spiritual significance based on the first three represents divine completeness and perfection. The second three emphasizes confirmation and divine alignment. And the seven symbolizes spiritual perfection, rest, and fulfillment. Together, they represent a season of divine perfection, spiritual readiness, and completion of God's work, positioning you for supernatural fruitfulness. Okay? The Bible says, while the earth remains, seed time and harvest shall not cease. This is going to be a time and season of supernatural harvest. Come on now. Woo! The date, December 2nd, the 12th, this is the 12th month, signifies divine government, order, and authority. It highlights God's sovereignty and his ability to bring stability and order to chaotic situations. And the second day of the month represents agreement, unity, and partnership, emphasizing the power of walking in alignment with God and others. So this day also represents completion of one season and preparation for the next phase of God's plan, and how God's grace has sustained you and will position you for the abundance he's releasing. Okay? So listen, grab your Bibles. Amen. Listen, we have been right here. Listen. If you hear anything that hits you, sow your seed, okay? You sow your seed into the Cash App, $MD Bryant. Amen. Why? Because when you're sowing the teruma, which is right into the hand of the priest and prophet, what you're doing, you're activating that word and the power of that word in your life right then. The Bible says in John chapter 1, verse 12, to as many as receive the word, to them he gave them the power to become. Okay? So once again, let's go here. Now remember, 5785 out of Romans chapter, let me see, where am I here? Romans, where are we at? Romans, here we go. 5. Where it says, moreover, the law entered that sin might abound, but where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. This is why this season is your season of multiplied and abundant grace. Why? Because where sin abounds, grace much more abounds. Okay? Grace much more abounds. Amen and amen. Well, let's go here. Okay, let's go here. So now, this day, the prophetic release of this day is number one, completion and fulfillment. The 337th day signals a time when God's work is nearing completion. In certain areas, making way for a season of harvest and rest. Okay, number two, it's a season of alignment with divine authority. Okay, the threes represents and emphasize the importance of aligning with God's perfect will and trusting his authority over your life. Walking in this alignment opens the door for his abundant grace to flow freely. Number three, rest and stability. The seven represents spiritual rest and stability that God provides as you trust in his timing and plan. This day is a prophetic call to enter into his rest and allow him to establish a firm foundation for the next season. And number four, it is the multiplication and the fruitfulness of harvest. This day reminds you that is not only a season of completion, but it's also a time of supernatural multiplication. Are you getting this? Someone type, it is so. It's a time of supernatural. Come on now, supernatural. High glory, supernatural. High glory, supernatural multiplication. Supernatural multiplication. What you have sown in faith will now begin to yield abundant fruit. So now, here's the key. Here's how you use the practical action to the prophetic release. Number one, you reflect on God's faithfulness. Number two, you align with his plans. Number three, enter into his rest. Be anxious for nothing, but through prayer and supplication, make your requests known. Put it back on God. Cast the care. Paul said, cast your cares on him, for he cares for you. And number four, prepare for multiplication. You have to make room to receive. Come on now. Now, so here's what we're going to do. The Bible says you shall decree a thing and it shall be established. Okay? I'm sorry about that. Here we go. Here's the prophetic declaration. Here we go. I'm going to type this into the chat. Here we go. It says, I declare that God is bringing to completion every good work he started in my life. I align myself with his divine will and step into the fullness of his promises. Come on, repeat it after me. In this season of 5785, I trust his abundant grace to multiply my efforts and establish a firm foundation for the next season. I enter into his rest. Come on. I enter into his rest and prepare for the overflow of his blessings in every area of my life. Come on. If you receive that, if you believe it, type, I receive it. Come on. Type it right now. You have to put action on your faith. See, speaking is a part of action. Come on now. Woo! Let me see if I can get this into Instagram here. Come on now. Let's see here. Come on now. Come on now. Just begin to give him praise. Come on now. Just begin to give him praise. Just begin to give him praise. Come on, just begin to give him praise. Woo, come on now. Hey, glory, come on now. You're going in. See, you're going to know exactly why it's going to be happening in your life. You're going to know exactly why this abundant grace is multiplying. That's right. You're going to know exactly why. Come on now. Amen and amen. Come on now. Somebody give him some praise. Come on now. We are entering into a time of rest and harvest. It'll be a time of rest and harvest. Come on now. Ooh, I wish I had somebody with me today. Come on now. Listen, I want to thank everyone. Let's go here. Like I said, I wasn't going to keep you long today, but listen, this is your time and season to walk in the trust of his promise, the trust in his word, and the trust that the harvest has already been released in your life in Jesus' name. Now, listen, you can go ahead and you can sow your seed. I'm going to put that right there. Amen. You can sow your seed, amen, either into the ministry, amen. Just type this into Instagram, amen. So when you sow, the Bible says, give and it shall be given unto you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. So when you sow seed, you're activating what your faith is being released into right now. Come on, lift your hands. Father, I thank you. You said that while the earth remains, seed time and harvest shall not cease. Father, you also said that, beloved, I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in health even as your soul prospers. And Father, you also said that when we sow the first fruit into the hand of the priest, that the priest will cause the blessing to rest and remain in your house. Father, as your sons and your daughters sow into your kingdom, Father, you said, while the earth remains, seed time and harvest shall not stop. Father, as they sow the 5785 seed, multiply it, increase it, send them the networks and the connections, Lord God, that they can walk and run this race. Father, cause them to write the vision down and make it plain so they can run with it. I stand in faith and I say it is so in their life. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen. Listen, I want to thank you for joining in. Don't miss this week's broadcast. Be blessed, because it is so.